On Community Conversation, we're going to be talking about an annual food drive here in the city of Adrian, and I'm happy to have on the program with me Michelle Dewey, who is the Communications and Marketing Coordinator for the city of Adrian. Michelle, welcome into the program.
Hi, Dale. How are you?
Good. How about yourself?
Good.
Also, we have Heather Lasky with us, who is with the city, the HR director as well. Heather, good to have you on the program.
Thank you very much.
This is something that happens every year, and it's been quite a few years now, hasn't it, Michelle?
Yes, this is actually our 10th year that we're celebrating this year.
Oh, my goodness, it doesn't even spend that long. Time flies. This is the City of Adrian Food Drive, and this is going to be held when and where, Michelle?
It's going to be Saturday, December 19th, and from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. It's going to be in the parking lot in the shopping plaza where Country Market, Great Lakes, Ace Hardware, and Carter Rehab is located.
Okay, very good. And, you know, lots of room to be able to get the cars in. And I'm sure because of the COVID-19 situation, are you having to do things just a bit different this year, Michelle?
We are, and we felt it was really important to have our food drive despite some changes that we needed to make. So we're going to have it in the parking lot, and our truck will be near the road, and we've set it up so that you can pull up and drop off food, or if you're there shopping, you know, and you come outside and have some items in your cart that you'd like to donate, you can just wheel your cart over to us, and we will take it from there.
Okay. So, Heather, what type of things are you looking for, again, this year for the drive?
The most important items are, what they're really looking for is items like peanut butter, coffee, anything that's a whole meal in a box that can feed maybe larger quantities of people. And then also items that you may not think of, things that could help with children, things like cakes and frostings. Anything else to add, Michelle?
Yeah, like pudding, Jell-O, you know, just some things that you typically might not see donated to food pantries. Often those types of items, you know, come in handy for families with small children that might need something a little different for them, a treat, so to speak.
And that's so important, I think, Heather, is the fact that we do think with when we're talking about donating some of the food items is that, you know, also think, you know, what would kids want to eat? What would kids be more excited about eating? And then think about those type of items too, right?
Yes, and those are the items that they don't always get donated from other sources. So we kind of like to concentrate on some of those items each year.
So you were mentioning, and I think Michelle mentioned about the fact about the food pantry. So that's where the donations will be going towards then, Heather?
Yes, we donate to all of the food pantries here in Adrian.
Okay. You had a pretty good year last year, if I remember correctly. So are you looking for any particular goal this year, Michelle?
You know, every year we hope to do better than the last. So our goal is just to get as many donations as we can. We also have some help from Meyer and from the DTE Foundation to support food purchases we make for the drive as well. So I think we're going to have another good year.
Well, good. Oh, go ahead, Heather.
Oh, yeah, sorry. One other item is that we also accept monetary donations from the public. So if there are monetary donations, we use those to also purchase food items.
Okay, excellent. Okay. Would you rather prefer cash or can they give you a check as well, Heather?
A check would be fine, sure.
Okay, and if they do that, how should they make that out?
To the City of Adrian.
Okay, excellent. And then maybe in the notes, it's just saying to the food drive.
Absolutely, that'd be great.
Heather or Michelle, whoever would like to take this on because of the situation we find ourselves in, do you see that there's going to be a greater need for the for food donations this year?
I do. I know that the food pantries are still receiving donations, but I definitely think there is a bigger need this year. I think there are a lot of families that may not have anticipated, you know, needing some extra help this year, and that's why we felt it was so important to find a way to make this happen.
That's right. So you're inviting in just anybody and everybody to help out with this, right, Michelle?
Yes, and, you know, every donation helps. So even if it's just one extra can of food while you're at the store, you know, that's another donation. and it's greatly appreciated.
It all adds up, doesn't it, Michelle?
Sure does.
Yeah. So, you know, if you think that that's not, you're not contributing much, well, if it's what you can do and what you can afford, it's going to contribute greatly, right, Heather?
Absolutely. We appreciate every, literally every donation.
All right. You're going to be having help accepting the donations at the truck, too, I understand, Heather?
Yes. We're going to have city staff on site for most of the day, and I also understand there may be some of our elected officials present.
Oh, that'll be nice. Yeah, that'd be awesome, too, to be able to see them there, too. So,
yeah.
Oh, go ahead, Heather.
We're excited about it. So.
Yeah, I don't blame you. And, you know, the need is great, so if we can help out. It's going to be going to the local food pantries here in Adrian. So, I mean, it's going to be helping out with a lot of people. And as you mentioned, there's a lot of people that have found themselves in a situation to where they probably didn't think they would ever be. So this year would be a great need for any food donation that they can possibly provide. Right, Michelle?
That's right.
Yeah. All right. Anything else about the food drive that we may not have touched upon, Michelle or Heather, that we should talk about?
The only thing that I would also like to mention is if you are not able to attend that day and you would still like to make a donation, you can contact me here at the city, and I can make arrangements to either pick that up or have you drop it off.
Okay, and what's the best way of doing that? How should they do that?
You can email me at mdewey@adrianmi.gov, or you can call me at 517-264-4815.
Okay. That email one more time, because I think the phone just cut out on you on part of that, Michelle.
Sure, it's mdewey@adrianmi.gov.
Okay. Let's remind people then, Heather, the time, place, and location for this happening.
Yep, it will be taking place on Saturday, December 19th from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. And we'll be at the West Maumee Street Shopping Plaza, which is the plaza that houses Country Market, Great Lakes, Ace Hardware, and Carter Rehab.
Excellent. And just drive up, you know, and I kind of like the idea of with, you know, if you're coming out of the grocery store, is that just push your cart over there first and then go to your car, right?
Right. Right. Or you can pull up, and if you prefer contact-free donating, then we can, you know, if you want to pop your trunk, we'll go ahead and take the items out for you.
Excellent. Excellent. Well, let's hope for a great turnout for this once again. The need is great. And like we said before, if it's only one item, that's one item that you didn't have before. And then don't forget about the kids and what they may want to be wanting to eat or be excited to eat as well. So thank you so much, Michelle Dewey. I really appreciate it.
Thank you.
And Heather Lasky, thank you so much.
Thank you so much. Appreciate it.
This has been a Community Conversation. I'm Dale Gartner, and we'll see you again next time.